podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
So care about by your speakers.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. A little bit of blues tonight. This is episode number 588. You're hearing us on buildthescene.com, xrpradio.co.uk, rooterradio.com, altrockradio.ca, and I am forgetting somebody. Oh, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, and megarockradio.net. With me tonight are Curtis and the Shakers. What up? What up? What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
How you doing? Nice to be here.
You want to scan the room for me? There you go.
Yeah.
Bob? Bill?
John?
John? We're missing our guitar player.
Guitar player had to leave early.
Yeah. All right, so... Okay. Let's start off with the obvious one. Clearly, Curtis and the Curtis and Shakers comes from Curtis, but where did the Shakers part come from? Were you trying to get the cats thing, or how did that come about?
No, it was an afterthought, but I had worked with a few guys beforehand, and, you know, we was throwing names around, and the basic thing is just that I wanted to have Curtis in the front. So I agreed with someone to do the Shakers. And then I said that, you know, if anything bad happened, that I was going to carry with that. I wasn't going to try and change the name again. So, but it kind of fits because now we have the theme of the tiger and the cats and it kind of fit together. And that's kind of what we roll with now. So we call us Curtis and the Shakers and then Cats for short.
How did the band come together and how long have you been together?
Well, we're going on our third year actually. Mm-hmm. Third year, yeah. And, it was just a matter of, I have a little studio room in my basement and, I used to sing with other bands and do other things and, my wheelhouse in that. I don't know if I can explain it in a way to where some bands just don't appreciate the scales of singers and things and what they can reach and what they can hit. So it'd be like saying, I join a band and they say, well, Curtis, we want you to sing Journey. Well, it's hard to do that because it's not my wheelhouse, not my key, but a lot of people don't understand. So I got a band together that kind of like followed the singer that I could sing songs in my key, in my wheelhouse, but then the band exemplifies everything and brings it out, you know? So I leave all the music up to Kevin McCarthy and them, and the drummers, Bob Featherlin and Phil Vento is our bass player. John Votley is the sax player. And Kevin will take the songs and he'll just vamp them for the blues and that kind of genre. And then my lyrical stuff goes over top of it. So come up with the basic stuff and then let the band just take off with it. And whatever comes out of it, comes out of it.
When you're recording, and I'm jumping way ahead asking you this, but how does your recording process go? Do you guys do the everybody in the same room or do you track everything? And why do you prefer the way you
show
do
up
it?
And play? Dave Granati records it, and then there might be a second guitar part. Curtis will do his vocal. He'll do a scratch vocal, and then the band will all play it one time, and then Curtis will do his vocal over top of that, and then maybe an extra sax part and a guitar part or two. But the basis, foundation of the song, we're all playing at the same time.
Yeah, the rhythm tracks are all in sync at one time, and then...
Yep.
We throw some overdubs on, of course, after it's all completed, the rhythm tracks are done.
Yeah.
it's bass, drums, guitar, and Curtis singing along with us to lock in the original feel and groove. And we usually get it in one, two, maybe three takes. We usually have it down pretty solid. You know, all the recordings we've done so far, we've knocked out within three takes as far as the rhythm tracks.
Yeah, go. In the afternoon.
Yep.
So.
Mentioned some.
So I guess the basic thing is time is money, and we go in rehearsed, and we go in
ready,
and we just do one take, and we're done. You know,
when we did Rolling and Tumbling, we didn't even have a rehearsal with that song before we went in and played it, and we went in and just came up with a rocky, you know, more driving type of feel on that song. That's a cover song we were asked to do by WYEP here locally. As the Music Matters, it's a show that's on Saturday nights at the Blues Show. And they've had 200 and some odd recordings of Rolling and Tumbling.
More than that.
Yeah, what is it?
We're number 420.
420, okay.
420.
So, we are. So the version number 420.
The DJ's a friend of ours named Rob O'Friel. He's a great guy, and he's been DJing this show for at least 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
And he has bands that are local do that recording. And when we went in the studio with Rolling and Tumbling, we didn't really know how we were going to do it. I just said, put a lot of oomph into it, make it real ballsy and strong sound, you know. And we came out with a really cool rhythm track on that.
So, yeah, we're like a well-oiled machine. We go in well-rehearsed, and we make sure that we do it quick, and we don't spend a lot of time tracking over stuff, you know.
And it doesn't hurt to have Pittsburgh royalty doing the recording, right?
No, he's an excellent person to work with. He's very nice, and he feeds you.
Oh, nice.
He's the best.
Yeah. Yeah, he feeds you.
He feeds you, and he knows
he's Italian.
He knows what he's doing. He's the best. I'd recommend him just about anybody.
He's worked with us on our first record, and then we're going to be going back in this year and doing another one called Curtis and the Shakers Roaring. We got some more original material that we're going to put out this year, but we're going to go on a little hiatus here in December and January and not play. And we're going to learn a new stuff and, you know, put our new record out. And that way we come out fresh again, you know.
So far, I'm hitting you with the normal kind of interview questions. Don't worry. I'm going to get the odd stuff later. What is your favorite venue to play? And that's not like slighting any other venue, but I'm sure you have a lot that you like to play, but what's the one that that's your favorite one to go to?
I'll let Bob answer that one.
We have a lot of places we like to play. We like to do, you know, we really enjoy doing festivals and concerts and shows, of course, which are onesie twosies, obviously. But there's a real big open gazebo that's huge. It's probably 800 to 1,000 square feet under a roof, outdoors, all open on the sides, but it's called the Sirius Shriners. It's in Harmer, Pennsylvania, Jeswick here in Pittsburgh. And we enjoy that venue quite a bit. They had a show every Thursday night. We did a couple of them last year and I think one this year for that organization, which was what? Who was sponsoring that one? Miller Lite or something?
Yeah, it's Miller Lite Thunder Series.
Yeah, and then we just played a couple other shows there. We did one for first responders a couple weeks ago because we have that song called Standing on the Blue Line that's becoming quite popular amongst first responders. So they had us perform that just for them. You know, they had policemen and firemen there, and it was pretty exciting. So.
And then I just wanted to mention, too, that there's a new venue open up in Cheswick up on the hill in 910. It's called the Mountain View Amphitheater. And it's also an outdoor venue that's new to Pittsburgh. The C's Ringler is going to be doing the national shows out there. Holds about 2,000 people. It's an outdoor open venue.
I think I just read an article about that.
We're doing their first annual Halloween show next weekend, October 23rd, with AC and the Resistors, Tina Daniels, and us headlining. So we'll be doing a Halloween party there come Saturday. And yeah, it's a beautiful venue.
I've seen Tina a couple times, but every time it was in John Vento's backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor by Woodstock. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to have a big bonfire. They're going to $15 to get in, BYOB, costumes, food. And then we're going to play on the stage, and we're going to, you know, have the bonfire right in front of the stage. So
they said that's good. October 23rd.
Yeah, this next Saturday from 6 to 10, it's on Rich Hill Road on 910 in Harmerville.
Can't miss it.
You were talking about venues, Bill. We like the Steamworks Creative as well. You may have heard of that venue. It's food and alcohol there, but it's a BYOB and snacks, you know, bring your own food type of place. But it's a real nice room. Real
intimate.
Yeah. Comfy, cozy, intimate.
Holds about 60 people.
And they don't have the bar paraphernalia around there. No, you know, poker machines and, you know, things going off. People sit and listen all evening, and it's really a nice, we've had some really good shows there.
And we'll be there in November.
In November.
November 13th. If that's the correct Saturday. Yeah. It's a Saturday. I think that's it.
Yeah.
So that'll be our last show there this year. It's a great place. $10 cover. The thing about the venue is it's all volunteers. So they basically just cover the expenses, the rent, the insurance, and they provide programs for the autism spectrum. You know, they have open mic nights, which includes comedy and music. And so it's a really great activity. So we try to support it as best we can. Usually he splits the door with the band. So, you know, you might walk out with gas money or something, but you know, who cares? It's a really good venue to have. It's right on Route 8 by the Turnpike in Gibsonia.
It's called Steamworks Creative.
Steamworks Creative. That's a nice, nice place to play.
Steamworkscreative.com is the website. I actually interviewed John about the venue.
Oh, cool.
Right before Corbury Woodstock, actually. We talked about it.
We played a half
time. Yeah, he's pretty he's kind of taking us under his wing, and he gives us a lot of he had us play a couple shows with him at that the one show at the Mountain View Amphitheater this summer. And then, you know, he has some plans to maybe set us in some stuff this summer coming up. So John's a good guy, and he's really helped us along. So we give our hats off to Mr. John Benko.
I probably met him for the first time 2004 or 2005, which is when I first started this show. And his band, the Neat Hotel Band, played live in my living room when I used to do the show live. So I've known him for a long time.
That was back with Buddy Hall. Yeah. Hall. Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was with Buddy Hall back then?
He was.
Hall
was a producer.
Right.
I was in that band for 5 years, from 14 to 19.
Yeah, Bob was the drummer in Needs Hotel for a while there, too.
Yeah, I we had mutual friends. His name was Tony Maranaki, who passed away a few years ago. But that's how I came in contact with John the first time. Tony owned a company called Total Music and Entertainment. And he was a producer, and he was actually a signed writer with Geffen and a couple other labels in his lifetime. And he's one of the few people that I've actually let take my show over. Like, I didn't even show up. He just ran it.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to do some oddball questions. So you guys are walking down the street, and you come across the DeLorean, you know, the kind of go back in time. So you all climb in, and you're going to go back, and you're going to follow one band around for a year just to hang out with them and learn from them. What band would you want to follow? And each of you can give me a different name if you want.
I would follow Jethro Tull and Ian Anderson. That's who I would follow, because they were definitely in it for the music. They were, you know, very talented, and you know, musicianship was their goal. They had fun, but don't get me wrong, but they didn't buy into the, you know, the current scene of all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll thing. They really, you know, mastered their craft. I'd like to follow them from the early days right through, you know, into the mid-70s with the original, original band. I am that old. They were my first influence in music. They were my first influence. Yeah. So for me, it's Jeff O'Call. You're probably like Genesis, right?
I like Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, Gabriel would be my second.
Peter Gabriel.
Are you saying people from back when or any kind of band?
Who would you follow?
Who would you follow?
You could follow anybody.
Well, I kind of, back in the old days, I used to be a rock or heavy metal type of guy. And I've been really finding this rock band to be like extremely talented, and I'd follow them around any time, but Dream Theater.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
That band is tight. That the musicians in it just are amazing. So even they do a lot of blues, and I loved all that. I think that Dream Theater is an amazing band. Yeah. I'd follow them.
Jordan Rudess.
So we're going to stick
Bill,
with the movie.
Have you ever seen or heard the Mummies? Here Come the Mummies.
You know what? I watched them on a live video feed the other day for a couple minutes.
We just saw them live here. They were here in Bell Vernon, which is south of Pittsburgh, live, and it's a phenomenal show. They're so entertaining.
You guys are from Bell Vernon?
No. That's where we went to see the band.
Okay.
At a winery down there.
Fanosky's Winery.
Oh, the Fanosky Winery.
Yeah, we played there last month, and then my friend said they got tickets to see the Mummies down there, so my wife and I got tickets. It was just me and my wife and a bunch of other people. None of these guys went, but it was a great show.
That was the video I was watching. I actually designed their website, Fanosky Winery.
Oh, wow. Oh, did you? So nice.
I did. Cool. And I'm working on his engineering site, and I did his Readwinder site, and I did, I can't remember. There's another one.
But that would be a fun band to follow around because they're just crazy. God, I mean, they're all nuts. And yeah. I mean, in a good way.
They probably got a song called this.
Yeah.
They probably do.
I'm going to stick with the movie.
Who would you follow?
Gene Ammons is a jazz R&B guy. So that's who I kind of grew up with, listening to him and trying to copy his style. And
emulate.
A half a dozen. Yeah, emulate. There you go. Big word. I don't know what it means, but I threw it out there. Yeah, I'm basically a jazz guy. I'm not a jazz musician per se. I can play jazz a little. But that's my love is jazz. I just work with these guys for the money. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
We pay weekly, very weekly.
I'm the oldest guy in the band, and these guys are beautiful because they look out for me 100% of the time.
He's the oldest, but he looks like the youngest. He's amazing.
He gets all the chicks.
He gets all the that saxophone. Yeah. That draws the ladies in.
It does.
John's a good guy, though. He's married. He stays true.
I do.
He stays true.
Yeah, my wife comes to every gig with me.
The hammer.
It's because of that saxophone. They're right.
He blows a mean sax.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
All right,
and, we have a good chemistry. You can replace certain people, but it wouldn't be the same. We have a unique gathering here with all of us, and we all create the cat sound, you know, with our unique individualism.
And so our personalities actually get along.
We all get along.
For the most part.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Right, we're just good at yelling at each other to vent the room, and then we're done.
So I'm going to see Jimmy Vaughn on Thursday. He's up here in Jervis in Warrendale in Pittsburgh, Jimmy Vaughn. So we do a couple Storyville songs, if you're familiar with that band.
I am not.
Chris Layton's one of my favorite drummers.
Yeah, they do a song called Good Day for the Blues.
It's the rhythm section that was with Stevie Ray when he was around back in the
day. Oh, okay.
They're called Storyville.
Stevie Ray.
All right, so we're gonna kind of stick with the movie theme here for a moment, and we're gonna go to Forrest Gump, where he's sitting on the bench with his box of chocolates, telling his story. I know now you're going, how are you gonna? So you're sitting on the bench, and your musical idol sits down beside you, and you need to get them talking. So you're allowed to ask one question of your idol, and then just sit there and listen. So what question would you ask, and who are you asking it to?
I don't know. Anybody?
How did you hook up with Tony Levin?
Oh, there you go. I was going to ask. I would ask Peter
Gabriel. My guy's Peter Gabriel, right? So, yeah. I'd ask him how he got to know Tony Levin. Tony Levin's been around, and I just read it. I saw something on YouTube that Steve Gadd, the famous drummer that's on Asia and all the great Steely Dan records and things. He and Tony used to hang out together as kids or something. They came up together.
Well, Robert Fripp played with Peter Gabriel too.
Yep.
But he hid in the background. He used a stage name. He did. It was called Dusty Rhodes. That was Robert Fripp's stage name with Peter Gabriel in the 80s.
Wow.
Betsy Rose.
Betsy Rose, yeah. I would like to ask Peter Gabriel, because I would ask, he's an interesting chap. He really is. Where he got the inspiration for Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. I mean, the detail.
It's from the Tibetan Book of the Dead.
Oh, is it really? Yep. Is that where it's from? Okay. So Bob knows the answer. I got to come up with another question. Yeah, John, you think of something.
So anyway, my idol would be sitting next on the bench would be Elvis Presley, and I'd say, "Hey, man,
what would you?"
Yeah,
ask
I mean, him? If I was sitting next to Elvis Presley, I would just tell him, "Where'd you get all them nice looking suits, man? He had all them nice jumpsuits." I told the guys I want to dress like that. They told me no.
You're like him in a tux,
with shorts.
With tux and shorts, yeah.
Are you familiar with the Borstal Boys?
Yes, sir. Mark's a good guy. He puts our stuff out. He shares our stuff. He comes down to Peppers and out and checks us out once in a while. Yeah, I like Mark.
I asked Rocky this weekend, the bass player, where he gets his clothes at. And he told me he gets them at, I can't remember the name of the store, but he said the name. He goes, you know, the pimp place. I was like, okay, then.
Well, you remember back in the old days when we were all young and we played in those metal bands, you know where the favorite store to go to get clothes was, weren't you? Was the Goodwill store.
I thought it was Pantin.
Pantin that, Pantin too.
That's how mummy's got there. Heads together. We used to go to Heads Together.
Heads Together.
Yeah, Heads Together was a great place. I bought a lot of records.
Now you got a special order to that kind of stuff. They'll be at the Broad Street Bistro on Saturday in North Versailles.
North Versailles. That's a nice.
All right, so let's take a moment and talk about your song, "The Blues Down in My Soul." What can you tell me a story?
Well, I don't know. I've always, like I said, I grew up doing rock and roll and all that kind of stuff. But when I got into the blues, I kind of seen a different side of it where I guess I'm looking for the expression, the song to come from the soul, from deep down inside, you know, bring it out, whether you're crying, whether you're praising or whatever. And I just felt like Blues Down in My Soul was a song about a guy singing from his heart, singing from the deep down in his soul, you know, just telling you that he really just loves doing it. And from a singer point of view, blues gives you the freedom to express and to, like, I always go back to Eddie and the Cruisers when they say, you got to let the song breathe. You got to let it breathe, you know? And that's where the dynamics and everything come from. So a song like Blues Down in My Soul is a crooning song, but yet it's a song that's coming from deep down inside, kind of like expressing your emotions, you know, and your feelings coming deep from deep down, you know, and Blues Down in My Soul. That's basically all I could really express to you about it.
you're definitely getting the blues question that I ask later. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a moment. We're going to listen to The Blues Down in My Soul by Curtis and the Shakers. We're also going to play 600 Under by the Needs Hotel Band, and we will be right back.
Well, I got nowhere to go. laughing on the radio. I'm lying here on my bed. Can't stand up for falling down. My heart and head are spinning round. It's crazy thoughts in my head. Tell me why do I have to play it with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gonna put me 600 under. They're gonna put me 600 under. And it's only yesterday that they're taking me away for being the kind of guy I am. Cruising forward, cruising, should be winning, but I'm losing. They caught me with blood on my hands. Well, tell me why do I have to play with the lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, all the stones I throw, they're gonna put me 600 under. Tell me why do I gotta play with lightning and thunder? The deeper I go, they're gonna put me 600 feet under.
That was 600 Under by the Neat Hotel Band. And right before that, you heard Curtis and the Shakers and their song, The Blues Down in My Soul. They are hanging out with me tonight. What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing, Bill?
Just coming back from hearing a little bit of the Cats. That's kind of cool to say. All right. So right before we went to the music, I said that I was going to throw the blues song at you. And, the blues song or blues question that I asked, in the blues lore, there's Robert Johnson going to the crossroads and selling his soul to the devil. If you were in that situation and you were standing at the crossroads, what would you be selling your soul for?
Man, what would I be selling my soul for? Eternal life, salvation, which I'm looking forward to one day, but not right now.
I guess I could be hypothetical about it. How about a nice tour bus?
Nice.
And a nice touring schedule across the United States. That would be great.
I like that. That begs the
question. I always dreamt about that, Bill. I go on those sites and I see all them tour buses and how them people are driving around. Boy, you need to buy me one of them.
I own a 2003 and a 2006.
Oh, yeah.
And they were both hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
Money pits.
Actually, neither one, thankfully.
That's good. That's good.
The 2003 is a Camry, and I love that car, and I never thought I would because it's not American made, but it's almost 19 years old and still getting 31 miles to the gallon, and And then the 06 is a Buick LaCrosse, and my wife drives it more, so you'd have to ask her what she thinks of it. But it was...
Yeah, back about 3 years ago, for the longest time, I had a 1988 Chevy custom van. And I would pack my equipment in there solid. But when I was staying somewhere, it also had a bed in it, so I could go back and sleep a little bit, you know. So I didn't have to always make it home that night. But, yeah, I just got rid of that not too long ago, and it was a 1988. So it was a classic. We just did the was it 2 weeks ago? We did the Allegheny County Car Show up at Boyce Park Waveport.
I didn't even know they did one there.
That's through the Allegheny County. We hooked up with Bill Deasy. He's from the Gathering. Nice. So he had good result. We had good response for that. Q94 was there on the radio. It was a nice turnout, about 600 people.
Did they like have a stage area? Like
brought a mobile stage in. Everything like that. I think there's five major ones during the summer. One's in South Park, one's in Deer Lakes Park, and then Wave Pool. It does like five. I'm not sure. The Greensburg, I think. But very class cars. It was beautiful. And we got to play in front of it all. And I wanted to mention to you, Bill, about the Mountain View Amphitheater. The guy that owns the venue is looking for local acts to come and play there. So any local bands that want to play this summer, they're putting three show bands together, PA and lighting all there for you. So pass the word about that Mountain View Amphitheater. Spring and summer, they're looking for local talent to come out and play some multi-shows.
Do you have any contact information for the owner?
Yeah, it's at mountainviewamp@gmail.com.
Awesome. That's cool that you threw that out there.
He's having me help him out with the local shows. I'm trying to put together three band shows in the same genres. Like I said, we're doing the October 23rd show, but then the Caesar Engler will be handling the national acts to come there, and then I'll be helping them along with the local acts. And it is a paid gig. It's not our benefit stuff. I mean, the bands will get paid, and there's dressing room behind. The stage is huge. I think it's a real good opportunity for bands to get out and really show their stuff. You know? So Mountain View Amphitheater in Chestwood, PA. Check it out.
Okay, so the brand new question. I don't think I've ever asked this. It just popped into my head. Okay, so you get to that point where you're big enough that you have a rider when you go to your shows. What's the odd thing that you're going to include in your rider to see if they actually read it?
Go ahead.
The odd thing that we would include.
You know, like no brown M&Ms.
Well, I see. Yeah, I understand what a rider. I'm trying to think what the odd thing might be there. What do you think, Jamon? You have any ideas on what you want for them to provide us? Something odd, you know?
Yeah, water.
How about oxygen?
how about dancing?
In the summertime, you need oxygen, man. One of them things on stage, you know. Okay, I'm ready.
How about a hot air balloon ride for everybody?
Have you ever been in a hot air balloon since you brought that up?
It's on my bucket list, Bill. I never did.
So, John, what would you want on your rider? Geritol. No, just kidding.
Ouch.
How about teeth that don't break?
he wants a good mouth plate like them guys made out of gold, you know, them teeth.
If you could play with any musician in the history of the world, anywhere in the world, who would you want to play with and where? Now, keep in mind, bands have played in Antarctica, and Kiss played in the ocean, literally in the water for the sharks. So you could give me any kind of answer here.
Go ahead, John.
Marcus Miller.
Right. Where at?
Where at? Yep. Right down in Curtis's basement, Don.
Nice. It's intimate, right?
Real intimate. Kind of on top of each other, intimate. Go ahead, Bob. Tell them where.
Royal Albert Hall. I'd like to play with Stevie Ray.
Cool.
You know, just lay into a shuffle with him. It would be a dream come true. I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to see his brother Jimmy this Thursday. That'd be it.
That'll
yeah.
be
cool. I had a tie on that. Told him I had a tie on it.
A tie?
Hey, Bill, I actually had a tie on it. It would have to be Victor Wooten first, then Marcus Miller second.
I don't know who Victor Wooten is.
Okay. That's okay. He's in the top three bass players in the United States, maybe even in the world from what I know.
I'm going to have to look him up.
Yeah, you'd have to look them up. The Wooten brothers, their parents were...
Who did he play with?
I don't know. He played with the banjo, the jazz banjo. Until I saw him. Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. Yep. That's who
I've
he,
seen him. He's
yeah,
a,
that's
he,
one of
he's
the that's one of the people that he started out with. But his whole family is musical, and he's except for his one brother that he lost from this life. He actually does some touring jobs with his other two brothers also. So the Wooten family is a musical family, but he's the most amazing bass player that I've ever seen. Even in Marcus Miller is number two in my book.
Yeah.
So yeah, it would have to be Victor first. Yeah. Victor Wooten.
Both in the basement or somewhere different?
No, I'll play. How about over in South Side? There's a venue over South Side. And I can't. It's a theater over in the South Side, the Rex Theater on the South Side of Pittsburgh. Yes, cool. that would be the venue right there.
Hey, Curtis, how about you?
Well, man, I'm gonna really slam you. Watch this, Ann Wilson at Red Rock.
I was watching videos of Ann Wilson, like recent videos. She can still sing.
Oh yeah,
I used to love
that band. She's my favorite singer of all time.
And someday I am gonna make it to Red Rock. That is on my bucket list. That place just looks awesome.
I was watching a concert with Joe Bonamassa there, and man, he lit that place up. We're going there next year, sure.
We have high goals.
Who was calling you, John, about that? Yeah.
I think that was to say.
Wooten, that's his name.
All right. So, last two questions for you. What's coming up next for Curtis and the Shakers?
Studio recording. We're going to go in and do four more originals to add to our existing five that we recorded last year. So we were sort of a little late getting in there. We were hoping to be in there by now, but you know how life gets in the way with COVID and everything. So we're looking forward to getting in there here probably in the next 60 to 90 days to finish those songs and get some more notoriety going around the vibes, you know, with CDs and downloads. And, you know, our stuff's even on Apple Music now, which is pretty exciting. I can just say play Curtis and the Shakers, and she comes on and say, "We're playing Boogie Train by Curtis and the Shakers." she pronounces us Shakers. It's beautiful. But so we're getting our notoriety out there one way or another.
Yeah, and like I said, the new record will be called Curtis and the Shakers Roar, and we're gonna have it done at Maplewood Studios with David, and David Granati will mix it and everything. And like I said, we go in and we get well rehearsed before we hit the studio, and we try not to waste a lot of time tracking things. We just do a one taker, and if we have to polish it up, we polish it up. So we can go in and do an EP in a matter of 3.5 hours. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the show on the 23rd with the bonfire. That was it.
Mountain View Amphitheater up in Harmerville. If you hit 910 when you get off the turnpike in Harmerville, right at the top of the hill, there's an eatery store there. And it's called Rich Hill Road. You turn right. Right at the end of the road, there's the new amphitheater, Mountain View Amphitheater. And what it is, it's $15. It's BYOB. Bring your own coolers. There's going to be food available. You get 3 bands. You get a bonfire. We're going to be giving costume giveaways, CD giveaways. And like I said, it's AC and the Resistors, Tina Daniels Band, and Curtis and the Shakers will be headlining.
Nice. Was there another show? Yeah, that's this coming weekend. Was there one other one that you mentioned?
Yeah, we're going to be going to the Broad Street Bistro from 9 to 12 down in North Versailles. We'll be there this Saturday. So we have 2 shows this month, 2 shows next month, and then we're going to go on hiatus until February. But we are booked into next year. We have 6 shows booked next year, so we're gonna be hitting the trail again here soon.
Hats off to Curtis for all the promoting and marketing he does for the band, Bill. He's amazing with his PR and his pushing. We played all through COVID. We played almost every weekend this past year. I mean, we haven't had but maybe 2 weekends where we didn't have a show. So you know we love it. It's nice to have a steady band that's actually working and playing. And I'm telling people that we played through COVID, and they're like, "How'd you do that?" I said, "This guy, he's an incredibly savvy marketing guy, and he's very good with his PR work and you know keeping our name out there. And he's not afraid to pick up the phone and call people, and that's a beautiful thing."
So what I would say to you, Bill, is if I asked you a question,
happens.
How do you manage to book the band so much? And the second question I would have is, why do you advertise so much? I'm sick of seeing your shit on Facebook.
Well, it's the same thing as what they just said about you. It's, you know, you gotta put stuff out there for people to see. If you want to pay off, you gotta put the work in behind it. I definitely have been posting a lot of photos recently. I'm assuming that's the what you've noticed recently.
No. What I was saying is that I was asked the question the other night at the show. I love your band and everything, Curtis. I really do, but I'm just sick of seeing you posting shit all the time. And I tried to tell people, see, I worked for Penny Saver for 10 years. As their advertising director. And if you remember, you got the Penny Saver book when you were about 10 years ago, used to get that in the mail. Well, I designed that whole book, all the ads and everything. And I went to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh, became a commercial artist. And I got to tell you, man, without advertising, without putting your name out there on a consistent basis, without letting people know where you're playing and what you're doing, then you're defeating yourself.
Yep,
so when people say to me, why are you putting so much shit out there? I tell them, well, I got 965 members on my band page in a matter of a year. So I must be doing something right, right?
Yep. That's
a compliment. That's a huge compliment. Yeah. No matter how it was presented to you, I'd say, hey, wow, that's awesome. Thanks. Wait, there's more coming.
Curtis does everything in a nice way, just to use a simple word.
I've always been taught through the advertising agencies and that you got to promote. You got to put your name. You got to get it out there. You know, I was looking at, I have a friend about algorithms and stuff. Why, like on Instagram and that, why can't you really get your stuff seen? Why? Well, I didn't know it was all set up in algorithms and you got to like do this and do that and get your stuff, da da da. So I haven't really learned that part of it yet, but wait till I learn that part of it.
You can go watch webinars and things on that. Jonna from First Angel Media, which is like a sister company to my Build a Scene, that's her end of it. She goes and she learns all of that, and she does the marketing and stuff for First Angel, and that's part of the services right. She offers to bands. So, and
I think it's just being persistent and doing the footwork. I mean, if you get out and you get people to notice you, I mean, people tell me, well, I haven't been able to work all year because of COVID. You just didn't try hard enough, dude.
That's right.
I'm serious. Because we played all through it.
We didn't skip a beat.
All outdoor venues, places with social distancing, on rivers, on beaches, you know, they were doing it. Just had to play the right places.
I did this, but you know, there's no real face-to-face interaction, so that wasn't a but I kept doing it, and I kept finding bands that wanted to come on that were doing their thing and trying to stay relevant. And but you're right, it's everything is consistency, especially in the podcasting world. You want to, if you want to be noticed, it needs to be consistent and it needs to be good content. And you know, it's the same thing with a band.
You need to be out there all the time.
That's right.
My wife was just telling me yesterday that she went up to Giant Eagle in Monroeville and she had a Curtis and the Shakers t-shirt on. And I don't have that many. I only got a few made. But the guy that was cutting meat in the back of the meat shop goes, "Where'd you get that shirt?" And she said, "Well, a friend of mine gave it to me." He goes, "Well, my son was up at that car show on Saturday. And he said that band was phenomenal. He says, where'd you get that shirt? I want one of them." And then she went, "Well, this is my husband's band, Curtis and Shakers." So, I mean, you never know when it's going to hit you, man. You just got to be persistent, keep it going, keep the name out there. And good things happen to good people who wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, persistent is... You know, this is episode 588. So, you know,
yes,
there you go.
I've definitely been persistent.
That's saying something, brother. That's really saying.
We appreciate you having us on, man. We appreciate you. I mean, well, took a little while for us to gather it, but we're happy, and we'd like in the future, don't hesitate to give us a holler.
Definitely. Once you get that new album done, we can do this again and play some new music.
Yeah, we have two of the songs written. We're going in for one more, and then we're going to put out a not an EP this time, but an album of at least nine or ten songs. So it'll be called Curtis and the Shakers Roaring, and you know me, man. I'll be sending it to you as soon as I get it.
All right, so I do want to thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight.
Hey, thank you, Bill.
Pleasure, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Pleasure meeting you, man.
Pleasure,
you as well. And
great meeting. Thanks for all
thank
your
you. You as well. All right. So for those of you that are hanging out with us, this is the end of the live video. However, when you hear this point in the audio version, you're still going to hear some more of the best unsigned rock, metal, and some blues tonight. And when you hear John the American Hilljack Lane tell you how to subscribe and comment, you'll know the show has ended. But that doesn't mean to leave the radio station that you're listening on, because those stations are supporting the show and the bands. So show them some support and hang out there and listen to what they have on regular rotation. Check us out on the Pennsylvania Rock Show each and every Friday at 8 p.m. on buildascene.com and the various other stations that I mentioned at the beginning that I'm not going to repeat now. And then Three Questions in a Song comes at you on the 1st and the 15th. And then once a month, we are live on xrpradio.co.uk for Friendly Fire. You can check that out this weekend, Saturday at 3 p.m. on xrpradio.co.uk. My name is Bill. This has been 588, and I will catch you next week.
Uptown, independent and free. You say you paid your whole due. Stirring deep inside of me. Your cold heart makes me blue.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.